You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. Please make sure you're following us on X. After all, we are not long for this world in our current manifestation. We are sort of our cocoon phase. We've been cocooned for a little while now. We were a happy, fat little grub for a while, and then we got hit with the bankruptcy. We've been in a cocoon for the last little while, and soon we will emerge reborn as a beautiful butterfly, perhaps some sort of deadly moth. We're not sure yet. But soon we will emerge from our carapace. Is that the right word? From our cocoon. And we will be bigger and better than ever before. But you got to know how to follow us. And I know this is hard for some people. I guess it's just how people's like media consumption works. No matter what happens in InfoWars, we'll be up and running the next day regardless. So, you know, if you need your Alex Jones fix at 11 a.m. Central Time, you'll get it. You'll be able to find it. But I was talking to a neighbor of mine, actually, who's a big InfoWars fan. And a couple years ago, like once we were kicked off YouTube, it's like a year or two after we'd been kicked off. And he was like, yeah, I just, you know, I miss seeing y'all. Like, I haven't seen y'all since you got kicked off YouTube. It's like, well, you know, you can go to band.video. And he's like, nah, well, I go on YouTube. And it's like, that's how a lot of people are. It's just like, well, if you're not on this platform, I guess you don't exist anymore. It's like, you gotta be able to find us. You gotta be able to search us out. Of course, it's not hard. Just go follow us on X, at Real Alex Jones. And you don't even need to make an X account if you don't want. Just bookmark the page and go back and check it. At Real Alex Jones, I'm at Harrison H. Smith. Follow me there. At AJN Live. Follow at InfoWars. And keep up to date. And do share the links and you know, like the content, and that really does help with the algorithm. So thank you for your support, your prayers, your encouragement, speaking out in our defense when people lie about us, because all we can do is tell you the truth and trust that you have the discernment to determine that. And of course, you support us by going to thealexjonesstore.com. You support yourself as well, since we have the best products on the market at the best prices available, in addition to enormous, some would say, comically large discounts, like 72% off Ultramethylene Red if you sign up for the monthly subscription. Of course, even more off if you're a VIP member. And soon, official branded InfoWars merchandise will be historical objects, collector's items, and no longer available for purchase. So go now if you want to get them, thealexjonesstore.com. So we have a bunch more domestic news. I do want to get to the UK, but like, let's just drop a few of these. So I talked yesterday and have talked continuously since she got elected and even before about Abigail Spanberger, the CIA agent who pretended to be a moderate to get elected and immediately became a raging communist, passing the most inexplicable asinine laws you've ever seen, which we, you know, explained to the time. And this is one of the things about the modern world is there is no justifying what these people are doing. There's no reason for it. It's not helping anyone. Even things that you eventually could say are, you know, end up being negative, a lot of them start with like reasonable expectations or reasonable suggestions. Okay, you know, we don't want people to starve in America. Like, let's have a little bit of welfare. We'll keep people afloat. And then over time, it becomes this bloated mess where half the country is just living off of the produce of the productive half of the country. Things can go bad, but they might start with a reasonable premise. What is the premise for like letting rapists out of prison? Like, what? Who is that helping? The rapist? I don't want to help them. Who? What are we doing here? Like, who is asking for this? Who's begging for this? Who's sitting there going, gee, if only rapists were given cheaper bail, then the world would be right. Then America could succeed. So it's like you get elected as a moderate and you just do That's why I call it like the most asinine things you could possibly do that have no explanation and no justification, but they just do them. And the real problem is that a bunch of moderates, a bunch of normal people vote for this woman thinking she's going to be just a moderate Democrat. You know, hey, I like unions. I'll vote for the Democrat. And then, but if they're like kind of low information voters and just pick her because she seems nice, and then the media doesn't report on what she does. And so these people elect her, and then they watch the local news, and it'll be like, okay, and Abigail Spanberger signed a bill today, and everybody cheered, and then they move on. And they have no idea because they're not being told. The media isn't out there going, you know what Abigail Spanberger did today? You know who she's letting out of prison? You know what insane law she's made? You know, if you live in Virginia, you no longer get to vote for president. Your vote just is surrendered to whoever has the biggest, you know, population centers like LA and New York. They're like that's not even being reported on. So the people who voted for her who are low information can just think she's being a moderate. They aren't even being disillusioned. They aren't like, wait, I thought she was a moderate. Now she's passing all this crazy stuff. They have no idea she's passing this crazy stuff because the media won't report on it because they're a part of the cover up because they're also willfully engaged in this deceit. So here's the latest. From Abigail Spanberger at Governor VA, huge news for Virginia, L3 Harris, a global leader in defense technology and solid rocket motor manufacturing, is investing $1.27 billion to expand operations in Orange. Virginia's deep talent pipeline is ready to fill the hundreds of new jobs this partnership will create. The thing is, her husband runs the company. Adam Spanberger, lead software engineer at L3 Harris Corporation. And of course, that's actually a context note on X. Governor Abigail Spanberger fails to disclose that her husband is the lead software engineer at L3 Harris. So, you know, it's not just corruption in that she's ripping apart the very fabric of our society as governor. She's also making some change on top of it and giving contracts to her husband's company and just your classic old school corruption as well. Then we have this, where again, are the Republicans trying to lose? House advances bill to shield Haitian immigrants in defiance of Trump. House voted Wednesday to advance a measure that would reinstate temporary protections for Haitians living in the U.S., with six Republicans voting alongside Democrats to oppose a key component of President Donald Trump's immigration policy. So we have something like a tenth of the entire nation of Haiti living in America right now on temporary protected status that came with it an expiration. It was supposed to just end automatically. And we have to actually actively go and extend that temporary protected status. Then a judge came along and said, actually, we're not going to let it expire like it's supposed to. You have to let it keep going. 6 days ago, this is a Haitian man beating a woman to death in a random attack outside of a gas station. A mother, for no reason, but there she is. She walks out onto a street in America and is savagely beaten to death by one of these Haitians that we are now being forced to keep forever, I guess, because temporary protected status is not temporary, actually, although they are protected. And we actually look at the reality of temporary protected status. It's like Somalis have had TPS in America for like 35 years or something insane. It's not actually temporary protected status. It's literally just a foot in the door so they can stay here forever. It's what they label. You know, they label it with TPS to make people think, well, it's okay, it's just temporary. Well, it's okay that there's all these Haitians. It is temporary after all. But it's not temporary, so it's literally just a trick to get you to go along with it. Now, apparently, the ODNI, Tulsi Gabbard, has put forward a request to have criminal charges laid against people engaged in the plot to impeach Donald Trump over Ukraine. And I haven't covered it very much. It came out a couple days ago. It is just another we told you so moment. And that's kind of what makes it hard to discuss with any seriousness, because as soon as it happened, it was obvious what the real story behind the Ukraine impeachment about Trump was. And we told you at the time. So just one of these cases where we know immediately what's actually going on. Was not hard to figure out. It was all very public and evident, right? Donald Trump becomes president. He reaches out to Ukraine. He says, we've heard that Joe Biden is engaged in some corruption there. After all, he was literally on video saying, fire the public prosecutor who's going after corruption, or we're going to withhold $1 billion of aid. And son of a gun, he was fired. He's literally on video doing a quid pro quo operation using American taxpayer dollars as leverage to stop a prosecutor looking into the corruption that his son was directly implicated in. Okay? It's exactly the type of thing the president of America is supposed to look out for. He is the chief executive, and one of his primary roles is trying to make sure that people in our government aren't selling American power to foreign states for their own benefit, which is exactly what Joe Biden did. And so he reaches out to Ukraine and says, hey, we heard you've had some problem with corruption and this Biden character and his family and the, I mean, all of them, right? It's Pelosi and all of them. They all have kids that are working for Ukrainian gas companies. It's just obvious pay for play. So he calls and asks to look into that. And then immediately an impeachment charge comes up. From the incident that happened, we were like, oh, okay, got it. Makes perfect sense. They're being corrupt. They're making money and selling American influence in Ukraine. They don't want Trump looking into that because I remember saying at the time, that's the Ukraine is the string with you pull, it unravels the whole sweater. So much of their corruption is centered in this spider nest of Ukraine with the webs going into all these other different industries. They were desperate. And I remember saying at the time, because I kept saying this impeachment is a defensive move. The impeachment is not an attack on Trump. It's a defensive move to stop Trump from looking into what's going on in Ukraine. And it worked. And it worked. He started sending them weapons because that was the whole thing, is they were saying Trump is now withholding weapons. So people are going to die because of, you know, his trying to go after Joe Biden and this political thing. I mean, they portrayed it very differently and it scared him. And so he backed down. And then 4 years later, we get the Ukraine war. If he stuck to his guns and actually said, no, we need to know about the corruption. We need to know about how Zelensky's involved. I mean, we could have prevented the Ukraine war if he'd kept pursuing that line of inquiry, but he was scared off of it by the impeachment, which was the point the entire time. So then we have to wait 10 years, and then it's treated like a bombshell. No, it's been obvious this whole time. So, I mean, we'll talk about it, but it's like, I got new stuff to cover. I don't want to have to go back and talk about the stuff that we figured out 8 years ago. It's 2018-19, right? I know it was because at the time that, because this was a dual, I mean, this was a coordinated, sophisticated, and orchestrated attack on Trump. Because at the very moment that Donald Trump was being hounded about impeachment, every day there were new headlines about new revelations and new scandal and all this sort of stuff. At the exact time that that was happening, the future DNI Avril Haines was meeting with John Hopkins for the Event 201 practice round preparing for the release of COVID-19. Because I remember I was like, what, you know, I just wanted to know what was happening. Like at the moment that this cabal of world leaders was doing the Event 201 simulation scenario where they were trying to figure out how the world would react if and when a respiratory virus arose out of Wuhan, China, and spread around the world, and how would we deal with messaging? And, you know, anti-vaxxers could be a big issue. How do we silence them before they get their claws in the minds of humanity? And so I wanted to know, like, okay, as that was happening, what else was going on? And you pull up and you can go to the Wayback Machine or whatever else, find that time period that Event 201 was happening. And every headline is Nancy Pelosi reveals new charges in Epstein, in Donald Trump impeachment. And it was just a total distraction for Donald Trump, another completely fabricated, non-existent scandal to distract him, to stop him from doing what he should be doing, which was going after Ukraine or paying attention to the fact that a lot of the people around him and a lot of people of importance in America were getting ready to run a giant scam where they poisoned the entire planet and locked us down and destroyed Trump's re-election through mail-in voting. I mean, this was always the intent of all of this. It's not a coincidence that all these things are happening at the same time. Ah, yes, the procession, the holy and sacred procession of the fat dweebs and their utterly, utterly ridiculous and fraudulent thing. And like, they all know it's fake. That's what, I mean, it's just, this whole thing is just, there was never a genuine complaint. It wasn't an opportunistic hit job either. It was something far more deliberate, a coordinated effort. That's what the Federalist says. New documents revealed Democrats' plot to frame Trump with Ukraine call. After 7 long years, key documents surrounding the Ukraine impeachment saga have finally been released by the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence following Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard's declassification. They include previously unreleased interview transcripts with the Inspector General, as well as related materials. They tell a story many of us suspected at the time, but which now appears even more disturbing and more elaborate than we originally understood. The newly released documents show a coordinated effort to frame President Trump over a phone call with Ukrainian President Zelensky. A manufactured narrative was elevated and then used by Congress in an attempt to overturn the outcome of an election and effectively shape the next one by pursuing impeachment over a routine diplomatic exchange. Inspector General Michael Atkinson, who should have acted as a neutral gatekeeper, instead enabled the process by allowing a completely unverified third-hand and politically motivated complaint to move forward. A particular note is the timing. The call took place on July 25th, 2019, the morning after the disastrous congressional testimony of special counsel Robert Mueller, which effectively collapsed the Russiagate collusion narrative. Many suspected at the time that this timing was not coincidental. It was as if one hoax had collapsed and another was needed to take its place. The new material strengthens that view. And it goes on, and you can read about it. But again, you knew all of this already if you were watching InfoWars. Like, none of this is new at all. And of course, it's not a coincidence that Trump was framed as a Russian collaborator. That would scare him away from any communication with Russia whatsoever because he didn't want to contribute to that lie, you know, the perception of that lie. Likewise, they didn't want him figuring out what was going on in Ukraine because the plan was always to go to war with Russia over Ukraine. And Trump was interfering with that and could have put a stop to it. And so they launched the Russiagate conspiracy to try to keep him out of office, but the very least, associate him with Russia to scare him away from doing anything with Russia and to keep that as a constant sort of nagging awareness in his mind. Then he tries to investigate Ukraine. They, of course, deeply involved in the corruption in Ukraine, and the corruption in Ukraine is facilitating and in service of the overthrow of the duly elected Ukrainian government, the color revolution that basically placed Zelensky on the throne with the intention always of going to war against Russia. So this has always been obvious from the very beginning, and yet, I guess 7 years later, we're finally getting a hint that the truth is coming out. It's good to see. It's good to see. I'm not complaining. I'm just exhausted because it's been so damn long. All right. Epstein rape, gang rape. Everything we know as the attack on women sparks community tension. Large crowds of protesters were seen in social media footage throwing objects at officers holding shields following the attack on a woman in her 20s on Saturday. The demonstration, which had been promoted by Danny Tomo, a former associate of right-wing activist Tommy Robinson, called for police to release the descriptions of the suspects. So far, Surrey police have declined to identify the suspects, saying in a statement that it did not have enough information to do so. That, however, is a lie. We can go to clip number 13 here. Here's, again, people are like, it's shocking that the police are withholding this information. Are you shocked by this? Are you shocked by this at all? I'm sorry, where have you been the last 10 years? The least shocking part about this is the fact that the cops are covering up and lying about who the suspects are. Let's go to the video.
This is for the good people of Epsom and everybody else that's watching this. The young lady who was 20 who was gang raped on Saturday by men in flip-flops. They didn't leave a pool party. They were illegal immigrants. There are 4 of them. The police have put out a statement saying they don't know who they are yet. The police are lying. The police know there's 4. They know who they are. And when they arrest them, they're going to turn around and say they're under 18, so they can't be named. The police are lying. Police can come and arrest me if they like. Now is the time for action. Hold them accountable. Illegal migration is killing our country. I'll do another video about that shortly. But I can tell you 100% the police know who the four are. The police will arrest them and claim they're under 18. And they're not. Don't be gaslit. The good people of Epsom go to the police station and demand justice. And I'm not asking people to riot or take into their own hands, because then I would be held accountable. But what I'm telling you is the police are lying. And if police want to arrest me for stating that, we'll have a court case. And the court case will showcase they're lying. Police are lying. They know who they are. Four of them. So for justice for this young lady. And we have to stop this. We have to stop these politicians fudging with police and stop the whole cycle of this satanic group that are trying to kill all of us, the good people, invading our country, in Parliament not doing their job, pontificating about all the other things that are not important. It's all theatre. We need to make sure Labour, the Greens and the Liberal Dems don't get in next election. It doesn't matter who you vote for, but don't allow them in. Allow them in and we're goosed. We need them out. I don't care whether it's Reform, Conservatives, whoever it's going to be. It cannot be the Greens, Lib Dems and Labour. Do not let them in. Police in Surrey, you're lying. Four men, illegal migrants, flip-flops. That girl needs justice. And we need to hold you accountable for lying to the public. Malfeasance in office. They have a court case coming soon, I'm sure. We'll sue you.
So there you go, Epstein gang rape. And of course, not only is the place where the gang rape occurred, by the way, it was 2 hours long. This woman in her 20s was victimized for 2 hours straight. And somebody, we can go to clip two here as B-roll real quick, because this is a video from UK Sploosh. And what they did was retrace the steps of the Epsom rape victim from the nightclub to the scene of the heinous attack itself. And basically what they are doing is showing that the entire route is covered in surveillance. Every step of the way this woman walked has a CCTV camera covering it. And even the place where the attack happened has a CCTV camera covering it. So it's not possible that they don't have these people's identity. They are lying about that with absolute certainty. I can say that. And that guy's like, you know, I'm not going to say to riot. I am saying to riot. I'm going to say right now, I think rioting is actually the only thing that works. And I'm not just saying that. I'm saying that because it's evident that that's the case. So we can go to the clip I just put in there from Alex Armstrong. Incredible how quickly riot police respond when it's English people gathering. We can go ahead and go to that video, play that as B-roll. And you can see this was the atmosphere at the British people protest. You know, they're standing there politely, but the police are there with their endless ranks of riot police and the riot shields, just hundreds of police officers standing there in formation. We can go to the next one from Russian Garbage Human, also similar look and with a similar title. This video is posted, you know, white people get the full on, you know, militarized response. Meanwhile, and of course nothing happens, right? They get condemned. Anybody that participates in the protest risks jail time. Anybody talking about it could be sent to prison for years over their tweets or Facebook posts. Meanwhile, clip 19 here, this is how Muslims react to police in Britain. Let's watch. So there you go, kicking the police car, saying they're in charge, driving the police out. So I'm not even kidding. The UK police are basically operating on a system that says if the population fights back and attacks them, they leave them alone and let them do whatever they want. If, however, they behave themselves and are respectable and proper, then they will be crushed because they don't fight back. There's a lesson in there. It's a lesson you don't have a long time to learn. Ladies and gentlemen, you know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies, the delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric? supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact. Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.